This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
We were lost in the middle of the media's boom. We look around, found a real show and some hook. Heard the snark, there's a place where I thought to spark. And I knew politics, pop culture, stupid criminals too. Now the sound of the right, they're putting up a fight.
Tuesday, everyone, and what a glorious Tuesday it is. Possibly the greatest Tuesday in the history of Tuesdays.
Next Tuesday could be the greatest history in the history of Tuesdays, because next Tuesday the Phillies could win the World Series.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, fat chance they're going to sweep the Astros. But okay, you know, a man can dream. Rick, I know you're all thrilled about the baseball playoffs, right?
I'm not. Rick's not. He must not be. Oh, there he is. There he is. He's there.
Yeah, he's back with his real caffeine.
Yes, I am, with the real caffeine in the large cup or mug.
I'm drinking my iced decaf mocha.
Oh, no, yours.
Mine tastes delicious. It just doesn't give me a buzz. I'm sorry.
Coffee's not supposed to give you a buzz like weed, dude.
No. Gives me a buzz is spouting off on our network.
I should make weed coffee.
Cracks me up, people say. Well, how can you say anything you want on the show? I said, because we own the network. Wow, you own a network? I said, yeah, me and my partner, we own it.
Watch this.
Fuck it up! Fuck it up!
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
There you go. And if truth be told, Slim is the main owner. He owns 50.1%.
Okay, I quit.
Oh, okay, now I own 100. I got to learn the soundboard again. Son of a bitch.
Oh, what the fuck?
It's been like 6 years since I've done the soundboard, dude.
Let's cross this off our list. All of a sudden now, we're in the middle of a fucking radio show. It's 10:03, Off the Hook Radio, and right. The radio server wants to reboot.
No.
Remind me tomorrow, dumbass.
Yeah, really?
It just popped up. Would you like to reboot your computer right now? No.
Well, see, you're even in charge of your computer.
Yeah, I am. I'm in charge of the whole server, everything.
Yeah, remind me about Google later on. I got to say something about Google. Okay. Anyway, hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio for October 25th.
2022.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you very much, Baba Wawa. Now, listen, I took some crap last week, more than a little. For canceling the show. But you got to understand.
Fuck? It's a baseball game, dude.
My Phillies were in the National League Championship Series after winning the wild card. After winning the wild card over the Cardinals. And 2-0. And then they crushed the defending champion Atlanta Braves in the division series. 3-1. And they hadn't even made the playoffs in 11 years. So you can imagine my excitement just that they're in there, and then they won. Well, hell, they also crushed the Padres 4-1 in the NLCS, and they are now the National League champions and going to the World Series.
Blah, blah, blah.
Now, I am not totally optimistic against the Astros because they are damn good.
They're going to smoke them.
That's why we play the game. Now, listen, the last loss the Astros took, though, was to the Phillies 3-0. Third to last game of the season. Now, the last two games, everybody played scrubs because the Phillies had clinched a playoff berth. The Astros had already clinched. But we beat them 3-0 with Nola in the only serious game played in the three. But then again, that was the last one the Astros lost. They won the next two, and they've swept their two series 3-0 and 4-0. So, they are pretty good. And it's also the Astros, so we know they cheat. You know, they're kind of like the Democrats of baseball. But
listen.
We have a chance.
But listen. What? The Yankees, the problem with the Yankees is they try to play
Yankees. They're losers.
I know. But the problem with the Yankees is that's why the Astros whoop their ass, because the Yankees don't play small ball. The Yankees play long ball. And that's not going to win you games. I mean, it won them games during the season, but when it came down to it and they got, matched up with some of the better teams, long ball didn't work. Look at Judge.
I have advice for all you Yankee fans.
Uh-oh, be careful.
Friday night at 8:05 Eastern, tune in and watch the Phillies. They'll show you how to play baseball. Whether they win or they lose, they're going to play hard. They play small ball. They play long ball. They fight their asses off. And we could use one more good starting pitcher, but that's okay. We'll try.
Guys, I think you guys get smoked in four.
So anyway, it could happen. I mean, look, just the fact they got in the damn playoffs was exciting. Now they're in the World Series. I mean, they've won three damn playoff series.
I honestly can't believe
I'm good with this season the way it is right now.
Well, I'm so surprised that you're actually not driving up to Philadelphia, to see your kid and also to go to the World Series, to be honest.
Well, guess what the tickets run for?
I know they were going to be at Yankee Stadium. They were for what I was going to say was 6.25.
No, nosebleed seats are going for like 900.
These were nosebleed seats at Yankee Stadium.
And decent seats are going for 3,000 to 4,000 each. Now, for the National League Championship Series, you could have gotten a pair of decent seats for $3,500. Now it's going to go for about that per seat. So,
well, that's anyway, a lot. You've got, and yeah, it's all lottery too, right?
No. Once they have the tickets, then they can resell the tickets.
Well, right, but I'm saying if you wanted to get tickets right from the stadium itself, that was all lottery, correct?
And next Tuesday, we're going to have a ticket story anyway. I'll tell you about what happened with me with the Tampa Bay Bucks, but we're not going to do that tonight. So anyway, next Tuesday night, because I don't want to get bitched at anymore. So next Tuesday night is game four of the series, and Slim and I have already discussed it. We will have a show for you.
Wait. 95%, because it all depends on how my shitty ass work goes for the day. But yes, we're going to do our best to have a show.
We're going to try and record the show like an hour before the ball game comes on, and then we'll put it on for you at 10 o'clock. Now, those of you enterprising people who listen to Zone Out Radio for the music and shit are going to be surprised when you're interrupted about 6:50 p.m. and you hear Nick Searcy saying, for some unknown reason, because when we record the show, we're also going to be broadcasting it live. So it's up to you guys. But we will have a show for you tonight. I don't want any more DMs, text messages, cards, letters, protest balloons flying over my house. I don't want any of that shit.
I even gave you a shitty comment on Facebook, too.
Yeah, I know you did. You said, go Padres. And
I said, go for whoever's playing or the Phillies.
I want you to root for the Astros, because basically whoever you root for is going to lose. The Yankees lost, and,
Oh, well, thank go Phillies.
So did the Padres.
Go Phillies, go.
So we will have a show next week. It'll be broadcast at 10 o'clock Eastern, as usual. I won't be listening then.
Well, listen, we will
be here to our 97.5% will be here.
What happens if it's 3-0 and Houston's smoking, Philadelphia? Are you actually going to, hang in there for game four and hope to God that they're going to, make it? Or are you going to just call it a night and, do the show at the right time?
I'm a real fan. I will watch it to the bitter end.
Jesus Christ. Rally cap and all.
Yeah. I've got a real Phillies team hat. I got a real one. I can turn it inside out.
Please don't tell me you sit there in your Phillies hat during the game all by yourself and you're.
No, I don't wear a hat in my house. But when I go out lately, I've been wearing my black and orange Phillies hat because it's in October. It's my October hat.
I saw that picture on Facebook. I like
it. You know why he's doing that, Slim? Plus, before this last win, a lot of people didn't even know that.
And he broke up again. Didn't we? Didn't know what?
That the Phillies still play ball.
Not for the last 11 years they fucking haven't.
Oh, they still play? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, since I'm talking about Philadelphia, let me just lead into the first segment of the show with this. While the Philadelphia area is overwhelmingly Democrat, and of course they've got the crime, the taxes, and the fake ballots to prove it, those on the left that think you can con your way to acceptable results on November 8th, let me have Slim play a sound clip for you from the Eagles' Monday Night Football game a week ago against the Cowboys. There's three segments of this. The first segment's about 25 seconds long, and there's two shorter ones. The first one is recorded from field level. This is how it sounded down on the field when pretend Dr. Jill Biden made her appearance. And then the other two are from the stands. Go ahead, Slim. One polite lady up in the stands who didn't want to say fuck Joe Biden. She's doing the let's go Brandon part, but that is Philadelphia. And the Eagles are 6-0. They were not booing the Eagles. They sure as hell weren't booing the Phillies, who were rolling in the playoffs at the time. The Cowboys hadn't even taken the field yet. I understand they boo the Cowboys. Nope, this was all for you, Jill, and your husband. Yeah. So sorry, Democrats, unless you print about 5 million fake ballots this time, too, you're pretty much gone. I think the only Democrat that's going to win in Pennsylvania is the governor, and that won't be by much. I think he's ahead 6.5 or 7 points in the polls. So he'll probably win by 2. But yeah, the one thing I can't wait to see later on is the sound clips from Dr. Oz and Fettermonster, their so-called debate tonight. That was going on in Harrisburg about, I guess it started 2 hours ago. It's over. But it was a very short debate because Fettermonster had to have the questions come up on a screen for him so he could read the questions and somebody could sneak him an answer, I guess. And so there was going to be a delay before he answered anything, which, you know, to me as a voter, if I'm sitting there thinking about voting for this guy and we get like a 10-second translation pause before he can even get to an answer on anything, I'm thinking, who the fuck is this guy? You know, get him out of here. But I think Oz will win. And I don't think Mastriano will win. That's the Republican guy running for governor. The 5'3" little midget's going to win. So what else we got tonight? Oh, I know. When you're found out and nobody wants your bullshit, what do you do? And if you remember, well, I don't know if y'all remember, but I did post this last week. Jesse Waters actually said this. Jesse Waters has been getting better. I didn't used to watch Jesse Waters. Now I watch him once or twice a week. He could use some improvement. I should be his producer. I could fix him. He's still got some problems, but he does come up with some good shit now and then. He actually made a comment. I think he said this on the 5, though, not his show. He said, the closer we get to election, the more we find out that even Democrats aren't in favor of their own policies. And that pretty much appears to be the case. But when you find out nobody wants to do your bullshit, what do? Well, you got to go after them. You got to go after them hard. You're scared. You got to cancel them. You got to censor the voices of truth because that's all you got left. Because if everybody knows, you're done. So the biggest totalitarian move of the week is this. And believe me, there's a number of things competing for that title. But the U.S. is weighing a security review of, quote, Russia-friendly Elon Musk Twitter acquisition and his Starlink satellites. See, Elon Musk is about to buy Twitter. Was it close Friday, Slim?
He's looking to close Friday. He announced to his all of his banks and the people that were going to be funding, he plans to close Friday, and he's going to lay off 75% of Twitter's workforce.
Well, good, because they're all assholes anyway. You could just lay off 75% of Facebook's employees, too, and nobody would miss them. But anyway, Twitter is the town square of the modern age.
It is.
It's where people go to talk and get things. Get information, share information, discuss things. But it has turned into a left-wing totalitarian hellhole. If you don't have groupthink on every little woke issue, they come after you.
Yeah, but to be fair, Truth Social is exactly the opposite for Republicans. I mean, it's the same way for Republicans.
People aren't getting doxxed on Truth Social. Now, they come after them for their opinions, but I don't go on Truth Social because Truth Social is bullshit anyway. I know Trump owns it, and you people love Trump, fine. I think Trump did a great job as president. I personally don't particularly like the guy, but I think he did a fine job. And these people, like my sister, who continually vote against their own self-interest, her 401k is all the money she's got in the world. And it's gone to hell.
But
she's still going to vote for the Democrats.
Who've
ruined it.
Let me go to Parler. Parler is the same way. Everything on Parler is all right wing.
I don't any of them.
But I'm just saying. And they doxed 200. They doxed 300 of us the other day. Parler itself did.
Well, you know, the problem with me is I've got moderate positions on a lot of things. And if I speak them out loud, you know, the right wing comes after me. And a lot of people on the right are stupid, too. You know, they're just knee-jerk reactionary right wingers. And that's fine. They vote the right way as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, I don't want to have to deal with them assholes. And I don't have to deal with the you know, 10% of the right wing is assholes. 30% of the left wing is assholes. I don't want to deal with any of them. I want to deal with this 50 or 60% of the people in the middle who can actually listen to an opinion, think about the opinion, respond to the opinion with something that actually makes sense other than just calling names. Those people I can deal with. You know, Harold Ford, who's on the five sometimes. He's a Democrat. I don't agree with him on positions, but he's a very reasonable man. You can talk to him, and he's not an idiot. What's his name? The snake guy. The James Carville, the guy who ran Clinton's campaigns. You know, he's a Southern Democrat from way back. But, you know, he understands that what the Democrats are doing is just fucking stupid. And he says it. Thank God they don't listen to him. Christ, they might win a few elections. But I don't want Twitter to be an echo chamber for the left-wing woke in Washington, D.C. And that's where the media doesn't do any damn work anymore. They don't investigate shit. You know, how's the media report? Other than Fox and some a few other outlets. They go to Twitter, they see what the consensus of opinion is on Twitter, and then they report it like it's fucking news. It's insane. Elon Musk said there's no free speech, and he wants to bring back free speech. Well, we can't have free speech because we own that echo chamber. Twitter is ours. So therefore, Mr. Musk, you must be destroyed. He's the richest man in the damn world, and they're going after him like he's a guy who said it. Nancy Pelosi's desk. You know, that's horrible. Let's give that guy 12 months in the can. Now, the Biden administration is considering a national security review. Get this. Of his imminent acquisition of Twitter, as well as his Starlink international satellite system, due to his perceived bias in favor of Russia. Well, what the hell do you think the people on January 6th went to jail for? They didn't, not for doing anything. Hell, the cops let him into the Capitol. No, every single one of those damn charges started out with, you know, these people had radical views. So now we're going to jail for radical views, even though the Constitution says you can't. And why the Supreme Court nobody's brought this shit to the Supreme Court yet, I don't know. But White House officials are disturbed by a series of tweets by the Tesla CEO who favored a, oh my God, everybody calm down, relax. Are you sitting down?
I'm sitting. Very comfortable.
Elon Musk favored a compromise peace deal in Ukraine. To Ukraine, if you live there. I've been to Ukraine, okay? So I know the shit, so don't F with me, okay? I've been there, bitches. He wanted Ukraine to cede Crimea to Russia, which they already have it. They took it during Obama. And that's a position endorsed by the Kremlin. Well, so what? They've had it for what? 10 years. That's where I went, by the way, was Crimea. I went down to Sevastopol. Sevastopol's on the Black Sea. That's where the Russian Navy fleet headquarters are. And I know exactly where they are because the balcony of my suite at the Ukraine Hotel looked out right on the Black Sea Fleet headquarters and the Russian flags flying around. And I got followed around Sevastopol for the first 2 days I was there because as soon as I showed up, I had to show my passport at the check-in. And guess who got a copy of my passport within seconds? The people across the street. So they followed me around to make sure I wasn't some fucking spy.
Yeah, you'd mentioned this story once before.
Yeah, thought I'd bring it up. So now Elon Musk, he wants peace. So he must be a Russian spy. Yeah. And he denied a claim that he told a geopolitical analyst that he personally met with Putin to discuss a way out of this. He didn't meet with Putin. That's just another Democratic talking point that you see on MSNBC. They're just going to keep repeating it like police officers died on January 6th. Well, that ain't true either, but that doesn't stop them repeating it.
Oh, the more they repeat it, the more they think that people.
They think it's true. It. Yeah. Wow. They got themselves convinced it's true. Biden comes out and says it. You know, he's kind of got access to the real story. He knows no cops died on January 6th. But every time he talks about it, he says, and the police officers that died, like there's a bunch of them. No, five cops who were present on January 6th have since died. One died that night of a stroke. Two other ones committed suicide months later. A lot of cops commit suicide. It ain't funny. And I forget why the other two died. But they didn't die on January 6th. The only person who died on January 6th was Ashley Babbitt. And she was shot by a Capitol Hill policeman. Because they're the only ones who had any damn guns. You know, what insurrection doesn't have guns? You know? Napoleon took over France. You think he had some guns and swords and cannons? Yeah, I think he did. Anyway. So they're going after Musk for this. And then they're investigating his Starlink satellites. Okay, because they're over Ukraine. And he provided free access to make sure that Ukraine had internet access during the conflict with Russia. He put a whole fucking bunch of these things up, spent, at least $1 billion to send a rocket up with these satellites and distribute them all over Ukraine so they couldn't be cut off from the internet. And he did it for free. And when did this thing start? In March?
I think that's about right.
Yeah. So he put them up for free like a few weeks after it started. Okay. And now he's saying he wants paid for the service. Well, I don't blame him. Look at all the money that Congress has appropriated for Ukraine. Okay. And as we've told you before, 70 or 75% of that money isn't going to Ukraine. It's going to American military manufacturers.
Well, listen. I can, if the government had come to Elon Musk and said, hey, we know you have the technology and the capabilities of giving Ukraine internet, during this conflict, could you please do this?
And we'll give you billions of dollars.
Right. But Elon Musk, out of his own kindness, did this. He can't now, in my opinion, turn around and expect to be paid for something
he
just decided he was going to do.
He's kept
on his own.
It active, and it's cost him tens of millions of dollars to do
that. That's his. That's on him. You can't now ask.
But he's got Starlink satellites up all over the place, and everybody else pays him. And what he's looking at is the United States government is paying for everything for this damn war, which nobody asked for, and we could have avoided way before it started. But Biden is a moron, doesn't know what he's doing. It would never happen if Trump was president, I promise you. And Musk is saying, look, I've got millions of dollars of stuff up there. It's costing me tens of millions of dollars to keep it up there. And everybody else that have it up there is paying me for them. And I've given it to you free for like 7 fucking months. Okay. Start paying me a monthly stipend for the service, American government. Oh, geez. Now he's a communist. I mean, come on. Now, on Thursday, he tweeted praise for former Russian president Dmitry Medvedev, who is a Putin ally, who took to Twitter to mock Liz Truss, the British leader who resigned as prime minister 44 days ago. So, okay, so he liked a tweet mocking a failed British leader. Oh. There you go. Makes him a commie. Come on. Elon Musk should be the hero of the friggin' left. He's invented the friggin' electric vehicle practically. I mean, he's got the only one that works most of the time. He's got the one everybody wants.
So they have to replace the battery.
But now he wants free speech and peace in Ukraine and paid for his own investment that he gave for free for 7 months. And now he's a communist. So that's what the totalitarians do. They turn on anybody that is not going to toe the line. Elon Musk, you're the richest man in the world, but you're supposed to shut up and do what Biden says. Well, I'm sorry. If he was as dumb as Biden, he wouldn't be the richest man in the world, would he? Right?
You're right. What do you think the chances are that this Twitter deal doesn't go through?
At this point, none. It will go through.
Even if it gets blocked on a presidential level?
Well, if they do that, that will last until January, and then the new Congress will give appropriations to Elon Musk for Biden being a total asshole.
Well, that's assuming... This is something you need to bring up, too, because I know the way things work. But you know, everybody is all excited that, you know, we have a chance to, you know, take a majority and, you know, take back everything. But at the end of the day, a majority isn't going to get us anywhere. We need, what, 240 to 242 to maybe even 245 to be able to get anything done. The simple majority isn't going to get anything done. It's not.
That's about where we're going to end up, though, in my estimation, about 245.
You better hope, because if we don't end up at 245.
Oh, even Fox News is so damn namby-pamby, and even they're saying 235, 233 or something like that. Now, it'll be more like 245, and it'll be fine. And the Senate will be 52, 53, 54, hopefully 54. Because that would really shove it up their ass, especially if Blake Masters wins in Arizona. And I think he will, because Kerry Lake is going to kill his governor. She's going to blow out that stupid Cobb woman and pull him right along. So I really think Masters is going to win. And Nevada's going to win. And the thing I want to say about Google, since you brought this up, is in Wisconsin. And I had heard this before, but I saw it again tonight. It reminded me of it. Google and Facebook obviously don't want the Democrats to lose power, because they invested millions and hundreds of millions of dollars into putting them in power, because they own their asses. We know Facebook threw $400 million into the 5 key states that swung the election, and most of that money went into the cities that kind of stopped counting in the middle of the night. So, you know, all that kind of shit is a little weird. But Google's been putting their thumb on the scale for a long time. The place they're putting their thumb on the scale the most is in Wisconsin against Senator Ron Johnson, who's one of the Republicans who actually has a pair of balls on him. And he's running against Mandela Barnes. Mandela Barnes is a guy who complimented the Ayatollah of Iran on Twitter. He leads the BLM celebrations in Wisconsin. He thought... Kyle Rittenhouse, of course, was a murderer. He wants to defund the police. He wants the prisoners to be let out. He wants cashless bail. In other words, he wants to turn the entire state of Wisconsin or in the entire country, if he becomes a senator, into New York or Chicago or any other hellhole that's crime-ridden Philadelphia. So Ron Johnson will win, but Google is altering any searches for Ron Johnson. When you search Ron Johnson on Google, you get all the negative shit. All the negative stuff. And if you Google Mandela Barnes, you don't get any of the negative stuff. You know, and that's how they manipulate the elections. So what are they screaming about? Republicans are going to manipulate the election. They're already going to steal 2024. Fatso Cankles, Hillary baby, Hillary Killery, whatever her name is. She said that today. Republicans have a plan to steal 2024. These people are insane. They must be gotten rid of. Rick, you're going to vote Democrat, though, aren't you? Where'd he go?
Right here.
He's filling out his Democrat ballot, mail-in ballot.
Oh, I'm here.
You're voting Democrat, right?
No.
No? You don't like Jane Castro as your mayor? And you don't want to see Charlie Crist being our governor?
Feel better.
No. I'm just trying to
see. Governor already, wasn't he?
Yeah, I guess you could call it that. He's the only governor we had that didn't do nothing. I mean, Christ, even Jeb Bush was a better governor than that idiot. But he was a Republican, too. Who was the guy in between? The old Democrat that was in between Bush and Chris. Because Chris ran as a Republican. Because he figured that was his best chance of winning. And then when Republicans didn't like him anymore, he said, well, I'm an independent because Republicans suck. And then he found out, hey, maybe I can get elected to Congress in Pinellas County if I become a Democrat. So now I'm a Democrat. Well, he's always been a Democrat. He just puts whatever letter behind his name he thinks is going to help him. So he's not going to win. He's going to get beat so damn bad it's not even going to be funny. But they got to censor anybody and everybody. And Elon Musk, if they're censoring Elon Musk, you know, let me give you a little bit of the liberal hypocrisy. This is a story from 2 weeks ago. But we've got all this woke shit, you know, about the transgender this and that. And that should be more important than, you know, safety and inflation, the price of eggs and price of gas and your kids not having to take some kind of untested crap just to go to school. No, none of that stuff's important. What's important is accepting the transgender world. You must accept them all. You know, okay, fine. You know, if you're an adult, you know, and you want to do the banana split operation, you go right ahead and do it. I don't care. It's fine. Okay. But, you know, don't fucking preach to me like I got to think it's fine. It's not. But your Democratic allies, the ones who are so in love with you, that tell us all the evil conservatives that we're racist and transphobic and homophobic and misogynistic and Nazis. Guess what? If you're trans, I don't care if you're transgender or not. If you're born male, Biden's administration has said you still got to sign up for selective service. In other words, you got to sign up for the draft, bitches. The policy's been in effect for a little while, but it's gained new attention after they used a reminder for men between the ages of 19 and 25 to register for the selective service. And it said, parents, if your son is an only son, and the last male in your family to carry the family name, he is still required to register with Selective Service. And many of the comments talked about the social commentary about changing views on gender and blah, 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 blah. But the section on the website stressed that all biological males are required to sign up for the draft. This applies to citizens or immigrants of the United States who were born male and had their gender changed to female. They don't care. And I'll just give you a perfect example. If you got a boy dog and a girl dog and you go take the boy dog in, you get him neutered and they cut his nuts off. He's not a girl dog, is he? He's still a boy dog, right?
He is a boy dog.
Okay. Well, guess what? The Selective Service just said same thing about people. get them cut off, doesn't matter, you still register. Because you've still got the body type of a male. But then again, you've got the same administration going out there going, oh, it's we're just terrible people because we don't think a 6'4" guy with a dick should be able to should be able to swim against women. That makes us the horrible people. I'm sorry. These people have to be gotten rid of. They can't be negotiated with. We can't deal with them. They got to go. All right. So there's your liberal hypocrisy. We don't care if you're trans. If Uncle Sam calls, you put on a helmet, carry a gun, and you go fight, bitches. So, you know, Biden had an hour-long meeting with a tranny at his White House this week just so he could be on TikTok. But this little policy didn't seem to come up at that meeting. Are you guys shocked about that?
No.
Of course not. You know, they know the media won't tell you the truth. You know, this came from the Washington Examiner, the smallest newspaper in Washington, but probably the only one that prints the truth. Anyway, by the way, Slim, good news.
What? What good news?
And Rick, this would be a first for you.
Uh-oh.
I think we're a shoo-in for the podcast award this year.
Ooh.
We do. Okay.
Yep. Because remember, 2 weeks ago, we encouraged New York State voters to fix the damn mess that they're all in. You know, end the cashless bail, treat cops with respect, put bad guys away, let people live in peace, and vote for Lee Zeldin for governor to get this shit done. And then Slim, he pointed out to me that Zeldin had little chance. Kathy Chokol, or is that her name?
Well, should be.
The unelected governor, whatever her name is. You know, she's trying to catch up to Nancy Pelosi on plastic surgery. That's obvious. Nancy Hochul, Chokol, Book Chokol, one of them. He didn't have any chance against her. And I checked, and you were absolutely right. Zeldin was down 10.5 points in the polls.
That much.
And 10 days, this was 2 weeks ago, 10 days after that show, the polls, which you know all slant left anyway, show Zeldin tied or in the lead for governor of New York. The power of off-the-hook radio on display for all to see right there. Booyah, beaches.
Awesome!
I'll tell you, you think Bodie McBoatface was just the beginning of our power and authority over the world. You know what I mean?
It's fun when we tried to do that whole thing with...
We're good. People listen. New York, listen. Matter of fact, those awards come out of New York, right?
I believe
those two awards we got, they came out of New York. So we're a shoo-in. Anyway, another sign the woke left is coughing its last fits of life. We have this little bit from the New York Supreme Court yesterday. It's a stunner, except for anybody who watched the news since I wrote the show, because apparently everybody picked up on it since then. It just happened. But the New York State Supreme Court has reinstated all employees who were fired for not being vaccinated, ordering back pay and saying their rights had been violated. This is the New York Supreme Court. Okay, how many conservatives do you think are on the New York Supreme Court, people? Like, what, two? One? You know, believe me, it's no majority. Mm. Okay? They haven't had a Republican governor in, like, what, 12 or 16 years, so... The court found Monday that being vaccinated does not prevent an individual from contracting or transmitting COVID, which we told you about. Although Biden just contradicted that again today on his little jab thing. New York City Mayor Adams claimed earlier this year that his administration would not rehire employees who've been fired over their vaccination status. Well, the Supreme Court of the state of New York just told Mayor Adams, stick it up your do-nothing ass. New York City alone fired roughly 1,400 employees for being unvaxxed earlier this year after the city adopted the vaccine mandate under the former worst mayor in the history of mayors, Bill de Blasio. Hey, Bill, smoke a little weed? I mean, come on. This guy was so high all the time. He just killed me. But a lot of these were police officers and firefighters. So you got the Supreme Court of New York. And now I would, and Massachusetts, let me give Massachusetts a little credit here. You won't hear that from me very often because of the way they run that state. But they occasionally elect Republican governors there when things get out of control in Massachusetts. And the Republican governor straightens things out. Then they go back to a Democrat and it gets screwed up. Then they elect another Republican. So at least they have a revolving door. But the state of Massachusetts has offered reinstatement to all employees let go over the COVID mandate and back pay, all on their own, without a court telling them to do it. Bravo, Massachusetts. Now, how about our military, police, firefighters, nurses, and doctors everywhere else? Michigan, Pennsylvania, California, New Jersey. Oh, by the way, all you people who are about to vote for the governors and administrations that did this to people, and of course the federal government, they're all guilty of this too. And a little Obama throwback for you. The chickens are coming home to roost. There's a little Jeremiah right for you there. That's, for those of you who aren't historically challenged, you get it. And the rest of you, look at the fuck up. Anyway, speaking of Massachusetts, our stupid criminal of the week is going to be memorable.
Cool.
It's a first. This has never happened before in the history of the show. Rick, I'm glad you're here for this one because this is right up your alley, buddy. From Massachusetts, we give you our stupid criminal of the week, Rory Susan Woods. Very attractive lady, as you can see in the picture. Actually, she probably wasn't bad looking. She looks kind of haughty and mean in that picture. She's not hideous looking or anything. She's 55 years old. See, I'm old enough now that I can say a 55-year-old woman isn't disgusting looking, but that's because I'm old. She's not the first woman accused of assault with a deadly weapon, but she's certainly among the first to use bees as that weapon.
Bees.
Bzz, 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 those kind.
Fuzzy bees.
Yes. This is what police are alleging after Woods allegedly met them. Why do they always say allegedly when they got it on film? This kills me. As they came to enforce a eviction order on her, she attacked them with a swarm of angry bees. She was at the scene as an anti-eviction protester. Oh, it wasn't even her being evicted. She was just protesting. Deputies arrived at the home, and they reported that Woods arrived a little bit later with several manufactured beehives hooked up to the back of her SUV. When she arrived, she began releasing the bees. As police and neighbors were stung by angry bees, Woods put on a professional beekeeper suit to protect herself and was reportedly seen carrying what appeared to be a tower of bees. She then moved near the entrance to the residence to obstruct the eviction efforts. She was eventually arrested and pleaded not guilty to 4 counts of assault and battery by means of a dangerous weapon, 3 counts of assault by means of a dangerous weapon, and a disorderly conduct charge. Disorderly conduct charge is obvious. The assault and battery with a dangerous weapon charges are novel, yet 100 Americans die each year from bee stings. It's also well within the definition of a dangerous weapon. So I'm not going to bore you with all the jury instructions and crap. You got to understand I got this from my favorite Democratic lawyer, Jonathan Turley. So he gives you all the boring crap in the middle. But Turley's point is if a pillow can be a dangerous weapon, thousands of bees are clearly within the definition, even without anaphylaxis, which is, my sister can get that. She carries one of them epi things. I'm allergic to bee stings too, but not nearly as allergic as her. I got stung like 7 or 8 times at my dad's house one time when I was helping him rake things under the bushes around his property. And I got stung like 7 or 8 times. And I made it about 10 steps towards the house and went on my face. And he took me to the hospital and shit. But I've gotten stung by 1 bee or 2 bees plenty of times, and I just feel weird and get a little dizzy. But my sister's got to take an EpiPen with her. So bees can be dangerous. Now, you are our bug guy, Mr. Rick.
Not me.
Do you have dangerous bugs in your house that you could use to attack police?
First of all, I wouldn't attack police.
Well, we know that. You're a normal person.
Yeah.
But I mean, do you have dangerous bugs that you could get charged with this?
Well, I mean, I have 2 tarantulas, but they're not dangerous. They can
give you you're saying tarantulas aren't dangerous?
I mean, if they want to bite, they're going to bite, but you're not going to die. I mean, again, it's like a bee sting. If you're going to be allergic to it.
All right. Now, yeah, I'm not going to die, but I'm going to shit myself.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Stay on you.
Do you have any other dangerous creepy crawlies?
No, just a couple of isopods and I like.
What's your language?
People. I know, yeah. But regular people that roly polies.
Roly polies?
Yeah, roly polies.
They'll attack anything.
Roly polies, pill bugs.
But are they dangerous?
Oh, God, no. Yeah, they just.
I do know they squish easy.
They do squish easy, yes.
Yeah.
Clean up all the poop.
Yeah, I don't think the cops would be really upset about a bunch of roly polies being released
not
on them.
All. Not even, I don't, probably not the tarantula.
No.
The big, is they might get a little. It's still not going to kill you.
Well, I would like to congratulate you, Rory Susan Woods, 55 from Massachusetts, as Off the Hook Radio's Stupid Criminal of the Week. Attack cops with bees. Jesus fucking Christ.
They don't release the Kraken. They release.
Yeah. You know, at least you'd think she'd use those Japanese super thingies, the super hornets. What the hell ever happened to them?
Disappeared.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I got a better scope for my rifle and everything when those things came. I wanted to get them from a distance, you know? Anyway. So. Now for the wit and wisdom of the leader of the free world and ice cream cone liquor extraordinaire, China Joe Biden. This is an unaltered amalgamation of clips from public appearances over the past couple of months. I want you to get this show on your podcast. Go to on our website, Zone Out Radio, on your app, if you have it on your phone, or you can get it at wherever, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Pandora. Which one are we not on?
This one's not on Spotify.
Spotify threw us off. We're on Pandora. Fuck Spotify. And we're on all the other ones. What? Name me three or four other outlets we're on.
CastBox, Player FM, Deezer. There's a bunch of other ones too.
We're on like 30 places, for God's sakes. Kiss my ass, Spotify. And they threw us off for a stupid reason anyway. It didn't even make sense. But this is something I want you to play for your friends and family, friends or family, because we know family isn't necessarily your friends. It's not the same thing. But any of those who might still be tempted to vote blue and continue our national nightmare, this is 100 seconds of our president. I give you Slow Joe.
If it holds near and dear to you that you, like to be able to, anyway, from Charlotte, another line going from in Florida down to Tampa of Putin's kleptocracy. Yeah. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him, the idea that, Los Angeles what am I doing here? For two reasons. One, we haven't been able to communicate it in a way that is, let me say another way. With the nature, not a solid meeting they make a very good point. Here's the deal. Here's what drives the driver in the states that are affected. Here's what you can do, the drivers.
We want to expand pre-K for 3 and 4 year olds, millions of pre-K.
The only thing I have, I love the guy on TikTok who put that together, but those little short pauses you heard in there, that wasn't delays in between clips. That was Joe genius Joe Biden forgetting what the fuck he was about to say. And those pauses went for 4, 5, 6 seconds, and he clipped them out of his TikTok video. And we only got like 1 second of blank, like it was a bad edit. It wasn't a bad edit. should have just left it the hell in. I mean, you know, this guy's got more brain lock than his son on coke.
Basically lost him when he started with the put a.
Yeah.
Put a.
So speaking of Senile Joe, he had an appearance today to push the VidVax on everybody. Well, everyone over the age of 5, he said. And I'm wondering how much of his ass does Pfizer actually own? Because it seems like they must own as much of it as China does. You know, our government had to dump 80 million doses recently that it expired. 80 million doses. So that's what, 6 point some billion dollars. And we know, because now we know what it does. And we don't want it. But Biden just spent your money on a whole bunch more of these updated vaccines. And at an increased price. Pfizer jacked the price up to $110 a shot. And then today he takes booster jab, whatever it was, number 27, 28, whatever the fuck it is they're up to now. He took it on TV, whatever. But I will bet you that he's sick in 7 to 10 days.
Awesome.
This, I like that little thing on the soundboard. The CDC director, she took her updated booster jab number 27, 28, whatever it is, last week. And guess what? She's off work right now because she's got COVID. I mean, you can't make this shit up. You know, as Gomer Pyle used to say, surprise, surprise, surprise. Yeah, well, sudden adult death syndrome is real, and it ain't funny. But they just act like it isn't happening. But it is happening. But reporting on it would hurt their puppet masters, so the media blissfully ignores it. So the CDC just added the untested VidVax to the recommended immunization schedule, which over 20 states use for educational requirements. Basically, the CDC says this is what your kids should be vaccinated against. These states just go, oh, okay. You know, it doesn't matter. It hasn't been tested. It doesn't matter that the efficacy is in doubt. It doesn't matter that it causes heart problems in a little bit older people, which we'll get to in a second. Nope. No vax, no school. Unless, of course, you're an illegal alien sucking up taxpayer dollars to attend schools here instead of wherever the hell you came from. Then you don't got to prove your vaccination status at all. I mean, I love that they announced today, because they get questioned about this all the time. You know, all these people over the border and they're not vaccinated. And we have given flu shots to 24,000, whatever they call illegal aliens. They don't call them illegal aliens, so that's what they are, but we can't use that word because it sounds so harsh. They gave 24,000 of them flu shots that you paid for. I hate to tell you, 270-some thousand crossed the border in September. That come in and gave themselves up because they know they'd to get let loose. The gotaway number, I don't know what it was, but it was very high. Last fiscal year, which ended September 30th, we allowed 2.3 or 2.4 million illegal aliens to come into our country. And then we shipped them all over the place and didn't tell anybody where they're going. But they also had over a 500,000 gotaways, which are the people that don't want to looking at them at all. So they sneak in, they wait till the border guys are busy, and then they run across the border and go do whatever nefarious things they're going to do. But these kids that are in these 2.4 million, and then last year it was like 2.1. So, I mean, you know, Biden has added, what, half the city of New York in 2 years. They go to your school, and your taxpayers' dollars are going to educate these people. And they've got to go out and find Spanish speakers to translate to them so they can figure out that dos y dos equals cinco, or however the hell the new math works. I'm not sure. But you don't got to prove your vaccination if you came over the border. So we, the Democrat ruling party, we'll only fuck over Americans, not anybody else. Now, the only positive side note, you know, I'm an optimistic person generally, and I try to look for the bright side of things. And I did find a positive side note to this whole thing, Slim, and I want you to talk about your daughter in a second. But my optimistic side note is that these illegal kids that are in schools at least escape the sex trade traffickers. So many don't, and it breaks your heart to think about it. But I know your 401ks have gone to shit over the last 20 months. Thank you, Biden. You know, hey, my sister, look how much you lost. And you're still going to vote for Fettermonster. Hey, you dumbass. Anyway, if there was a way, you know, you guys are always asking me, hey, Zip, what do you want to, what should I invest in? Where should I put my money? What's going to, you know, what's the next Amazon? What's going to run it up there so I can retire and live well? Well, I've got a way. We want the cartels on the stock market. If the Mexican cartels went public, it would be the best investment in the world because the Biden administration is allowing them to make billions and billions of dollars tax-free. We could all get rich along with them. That would be the best investment in America. Mexican cartels. $1,500 they're charging poor people to take them across the Rio Grande, and if the current's a little tough, it's like, eh, fuck it, you're on your own. Now, Slim, you are in New York, and New York uses the CDC for vaccinations.
This is bullshit because my youngest is not vaccinated, and she's been exposed to COVID times within our own household, and she has not yet gotten COVID.
She's never tested positive?
She's never tested positive.
Has she had an antibody test?
She's not had it. Believe me.
Because she could have got it, not showed anything.
Trust me, this girl, well, that is possible. You are correct. But she was COVID tested in during the 2 years of COVID probably 40 times. I mean,
okay.
Oh yeah, I mean, she, poor kid, was COVID tested a lot, and
oh, because the school forced it on her.
Yeah, you know, it was all school forced. And at this point, with me being as sick as I was, my wife having it twice, my other daughter having it twice, my mother-in-law's had it, my mom's had it, you know, my daughter was around these people. I mean, we didn't quarantine. I mean, we quarantined. But we didn't isolate in our house. I mean, I didn't go to the other room and stay put, you know, in a basement and stay away from everybody for 14 days like I was supposed to. I laid on the couch and I kind of sat on the couch next to me, you know, and she never got it. So,
and she didn't get it.
So I'm sorry. This is another one of those things that I'm going to try to fight as, you know, as far as I can, because I don't want to stick something in my daughter that 2.5 years later, she never needed.
She's going to find out her periods are all screwed up, and suddenly she's 18 years old. She finds out she can't have kids or something, or she's got heart trouble and she couldn't carry a child.
Yep.
You know, you don't know what the hell's going to happen. Yep. And Rick, you're the only member of this thing that had enough balls not to ever take nothing, right?
Yes, I am a proud pure blood.
You are a pure blood. Ladies, Rick C. on Facebook. Last name is CEE. Look him up. He's a pure blood.
Just type isopod. I'm sure you'll find him.
Yeah. If you don't mind tarantulas, there's the guy you want to have children with.
Right.
He's got pure sperm. No funky MNRA shit screwing old Rick up. That's for sure.
You're going to see a huge call for clean sperm at the sperm banks down the road. You're going to.
It's already happening.
Oh, is it already happening?
Every job.
Oh man, dude, you can get a fortune.
Rick, is that your side job?
That's gonna
should be.
If it goes up, it's gonna be my side job.
Well, clean sperm, they pay a lot more for.
Yeah,
we actually did do a story on that some time ago.
I know that was gonna be my side job back then too. Fire around Aprilish, so yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and if any women want to get impregnated the old-fashioned way, he's available. I know he's single.
Practice, yeah.
Just telling you. So anyway, I just want to let you know that while 20-some states are fucked up like New York, and you're going to have to fight this or homeschool your child, which I'm sorry, but, you know.
Well, that's what it's ultimately going to come down to.
Yeah, you can't be sticking the shit in your kid.
You're never going to win. This is not a battle we're going to win.
In the free state of Florida, where my car insurance rates just went up 15%, I'm not happy about it. But, hey, in the free state of Florida, Last week, State Surgeon General Dr. Joseph A. Ladapo, and I posted this on Facebook a while ago, and a lot of people were like very positive about it. We have a State Surgeon General who hopefully will be the Surgeon General of the United States of America soon because he's a very smart man. He's common sense. He's announced new guidance regarding mRNA vaccines. The Florida Department of Health conducted an analysis through a self-controlled case series. You know, the shit that the CDC and the federal government should be doing and probably are doing, but they don't want to tell anybody what the results are. Florida did it anyway. This is a technique that's originally developed to evaluate vaccine safety. Here's the key phrase in the release from Tallahassee. The analysis found there is an 84% increase in the relative incidence of cardiac-related death among males 18 to 39 years old within 28 days following the mRNA vaccination. The high level of global immunity to COVID-19, the benefit of vaccination is likely outweighed by this abnormally high risk of cardiac-related death among men in this age group. Non-mRNA vaccines were not found to have any of these increased risks. Okay? This is what happens when you live in a state that's run by normal people. They don't, and these people that are against DeSantis screaming, my body, my choice, my body, my choice, are also screaming at DeSantis for, you're not vaccinating the children, you're putting the teachers at risk. Okay? They're full of shit on both of these things. And I think the majority of people have just about had enough. Don't you?
But listen, when you got a university that just played with COVID yet again and made it an 80% mortality rate. I mean,
I saw that, but actually that the reason I didn't put that story in is because there was a follow-up to it. And that really wasn't the test results on humans. It was actually less deadly than the what was the second one called?
I don't know, but the one that
remember the second COVID that came out that everybody Omicron. Said was worse? Omicron.
Delta.
Yeah, the Omicron.
Oh, right. But this one.
That was the worst one. This wasn't near as bad as Omicron.
No, the one that they created in the university, though, it killed 8 out of 10 mice.
Yes.
So that right there makes it a hell of a lot more lethal than Omicron or Delta.
No, it was actually less lethal. That's why I didn't do the story. There was a follow-up to it. That the original story was over-exaggerated in the headline. But the fact of the story was, what the fuck is a university screwing around with this shit for, trying to make it deadlier?
Why is anybody screwing around with this? Why was Dr. Fauci still
screwing? Bad enough China did it. Now we got a fucking university in the United States doing it.
No. Retract that statement because it wasn't China doing it. It was Dr. Fauci doing it through China as the proxy.
Oh, he helped paid for it, but yeah.
Exactly.
But, come on. We got to stop this crap. We got to get people in charge who got some common sense. You know, universities should not be screwing around trying to make viruses worse. You know, I mean, that's what they're doing in China. Let's make it deadly. Oops, it got out. It's all over China. We better send all those people to the rest of the world because our economy is going to go to shit. And we don't want to be the only ones. Let's make sure the United States gets it because Trump's been kicking our ass. So we'll send the first couple of plane loads of people to the west coast of the United States. And that's what they did. Is anybody doing anything about it in this administration? Hell no. Why? Because China owns them. Hell, half the Democrats have slept with a Chinese spy, it sounds like. And the Biden family's been paid tens of millions of dollars. Hell, they gave $1.5 billion to invest. What do you make on investments? Like 1.2, 1.5, 1.7, depends what investment house you're with. You know, so Hunter was making tens of millions of dollars a year just on the fees for investing Chinese money. We got to stop this crap. We got to get back to common sense stuff. So, you know, like I said, not all states are insane. Florida's perfectly sane. Although so many people are moving here now, things are getting a lot more expensive. So I want New York to calm the fuck down so your people stay there, Slim.
Well, you just need to get some better leadership all around. I mean,
Wait till Rick finds out his house is worth like $1.4 million.
Where, up there or down here?
The one you got down here. You'll be out of here so fucking fast. Rick's going like, oh, my retirement ain't going to be all that great, blah, blah, blah. Hey, Rick, what? Get your house appraised. Rick will be going, I'm rich!
Hello, my insurance jumped about
18%?
1,800.
What, your homeowners or your homeowners and car?
The homeowners. The hurricane part went up.
Oh, okay. See, I only have renter's insurance on this townhouse. And my renter's insurance is just to cover my stuff in the house. So I've only got,
I was going to say, don't you live in a huge brick?
Yeah, but I got like $60,000 on the content. And my valuable shit's in a safe anyway, so that's not going to get fucked up. So I'm okay there. And that cost me about... under $300 a year. But my freaking car insurance just went to $300 a month. My car insurance.
Damn, wow.
20% increase.
I didn't even pay that on two cars with collision and everything.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. I mean, I remember, long time ago though, high risk insurance. If you had something and you had to get high risk insurance, it was like $3,000 a year, some 20 some years ago. And I thought that's just insane. Well, now it's $3,000 a year just for a nice car.
Yeah. Maybe it's time to get a non nice car.
No, I'm getting old. I need the nice car, the safe, nice car. I thought about that too, but. Thanks to Biden, the price of used cars is going up like, 26%? Is that the right number? I'm close, I know, but I don't know if I'm right. And new cars are up on like 12. But if I get a used car, I mean, my new car, it's expensive, but all my shit's covered for whatever, 5 years. I mean, they cover everything for 3 years, and they cover all the important shit for 5 years. So, and I've got tire and wheel coverage too. So, I mean, my tire goes flat, they replace the damn tire. I got everything covered. I got a used car. I ain't going to have any of that stuff. So, I might save, half of the insurance rate, but I'm going to pay it out in maintenance anyway. So,
well, no, you don't have to get a used car,
but
you don't have to buy a $60,000 new car.
My new car is a lot more than that, son.
Okay. Then My point exactly.
I've had it for over a year and it's still worth way more than 60.
You made my point.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, it's not as expensive as the one I wrecked. I did calm it down a little bit. Kind of had to. Couldn't afford another one of the other ones. Thanks, Biden. Anyway, Rick, so you're excited about the Phillies, right?
Like I said, before this last win, I don't even played it.
Yeah, because he's from New York. Slim's from New York.
Yankees wanted to give somebody else a chance. They have enough.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
They've got 27 world championships. The Phillies only have two.
That's right. They were giving them a chance. They're the neighbors, down yonder. So.
Well, then I should thank both of you.
Thank you. There you go.
I appreciate it.
All right.
We already kind of did our zone out ad, but if you don't have the app, get it.
It's in the Google store. It's in the Apple store.
Don't get it from Google. Well, I guess
some people are on Android.
If you have an Android phone, you don't have a choice, do you?
Not a choice. So, yeah.
That's all right. They're all a bunch of left wingers, even Apple. I just like Apple better. So it's Zone Out Radio. That's the name of the app, people. And our closing song tonight is going to be a song called Dancing on My Own by Callum Scott. And the reason we're playing Dancing on My Own by Callum Scott is because it's kind of an underdog theme song that's been adapted by the National League champion Philadelphia Phillies. And they sang it in the locker room after clinching the division series and after the National League Championship Series. They just jump around and sing at the top of their lungs. It's an underdog song. They all like it. It's okay. But in honor of the Phillies here is not a bong. Here's Dancing on My Own by Callum Scott. Go Phillies. Good night. Thanks for listening.
Say good night, Rick.
Good night, Rick.
Somebody said we got a new friend. But does she love you better than I can? And there's a big black sky over my town. I know where you're at, I bet she's around. And yeah, I know it's stupid, but I just gotta see it for myself. I'm in the corner watching you kiss her. Oh, oh, oh. And I'm right over here, why can't you see me? Oh, oh, oh. And I'm giving it my all, but I'm not the guy you're taking home. Ooh, I keep dancing on my own. I just wanna dance all night. I'm all messed up, I'm so out of line. Stilettos and broken bottles, I'm spinning around in circles. And I'm in the corner watching you kiss her. Oh. And I'm right over here, why can't you see me? Oh, and I'm giving it my all, but I'm not the guy you're taking home. Ooh, I keep dancing on my own in the still so near. The lights come on, the music dies, but you don't see me standing here. I just came to say goodbye. I'm in the corner watching you kiss her. Oh, and I'm giving it my all, but I'm not the guy you're taking home. Ooh, I keep dancing on my own in the night. Sit down in the corner watching you kiss her. Oh no. And I'm right over here, why can't you see me? Oh no. And I'm giving it my all, not the guy you're taking home. Ooh, I keep dancing on my own. So far away, but still so near. The lights come on, the music dies, but you don't see me standing.